brings you the Big Red Sale. Rush in-store today and save big on furniture and appliances you love. Get the Hisense 263-litre black bottom freezer fridge with water dispenser, now only 10,999, and save 2,000. Or bring comfort home with a luxurious three-piece Montego Corner Lounge Suite, now just 18,999, saving you a massive 8,000. Don't miss the massive savings during OK Furniture's Big Red Sale. Offers valid until 14 June 2026. While stocks last, T's and C's apply.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
President Hichilema Mutharika successfully files in presidential nomination papers. Zambians urged to prioritize character when voting. And Africa Summit in India postponed over Ebola outbreak fears. Good evening with the main news. I'm Christabel Kamano. President Hagainde Hichilema has successfully filed in his nomination papers for re-election in the August 13, 2026 presidential elections. Mr. Hichilema has also retained Vice President Mutahi Nalumango as his running mate for the forthcoming elections. Speaking shortly after filing in his nomination papers, President Hichilema said the basis upon which Zambians should re-elect him is anchored on the deliberate development efforts undertaken during his first term in office. The president said his administration has already done the heavy lifting in stabilizing and accelerating the growth of the country's economy, adding that the next phase will focus on creating more jobs and business opportunities for citizens across the country without exception. Mr. Hichilema thanked UPND members and alliance partners for ensuring that the vision to the Zambian people is clear. He further said he looks forward to continuing implementing government's developmental agenda if re-elected by the Zambian people in the August pause. A youth-led organization, Youth Life Project, has expressed concern over the low number of young people adopted for the parliamentary positions ahead of the August general elections, noting that most youths have instead been adopted for councillor positions. Organization Executive Director Mike Nkosi said the trend undermines the spirit of constitutional reforms aimed at promoting youth participation in governance. Speaking to RCV News and the SACA today, Mr. Nkosi expressed disappointment with the number of youths adopted for parliamentary seats and questioned how young people would be adequately represented in the National Assembly. It is disheartening to see youths only being pushed into councillor roles instead of being considered for positions as members of parliament. This defeats the purpose of enacting Bill 7 into law, said Mr. Nkosi. He described the adoption process as unfair, adding that he had expected political parties to ensure a reasonable number of young people were adopted for parliamentary positions in order to strengthen youth representation in parliament. Mr. Nkosi has since called on political parties, particularly the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, to be deliberate and intentional in promoting more youth to parliamentary positions.
Nothing for the youth without the youth. We don't want the youth to be on the table, but only to be on the menu. We want the youth to be on the table and fully participate. And right now, we are not satisfied with what is going on. The demand still stands. The youth must be in parliament so that we can add our voice to policy. We can add our voice to channeling the narrative and creating a nation that we want to be part of at every level. So this issue of having young people only being left at the level of councillorship, that's tokenizing.
Economic Front President Winter Kabimba has urged Zambians to prioritize the character and integrity of aspiring candidates as they prepare to cast their votes in the August general elections. Mr. Kabimba said citizens should desist from voting based on handouts and instead focus on leaders with proven character and credibility. Speaking when he featured on Chatback's program today, Mr. Kabimba also advised voters against electing political candidates who are detached from the communities they seek to represent. At parliamentary ward and mayor elections, Zambia must vote for political candidates who are on the ground and connected to the people as opposed to those who disappear, and Setu Lusaka said Mr. Kabimba. He stressed the need for citizens to be careful in the manner they vote, noting that the future of their households and communities is determined by the choices they make at the ballot box. The National Health Insurance Management Authority Acting Director General for Director Health Insurance Services, Pepecho Kalobwe, says the authority is currently processing over 200,000 claims every month, emphasizing its commitment to providing healthcare services in the country. Ms. Kalobwe was speaking on behalf of NIMA Director General Michael Njapao at the ongoing two-day media engagement organized by NIMA. She highlighted that since the organization is establishment, NIMA has digitally processed more than 12.5 million claims. NIMA is more than just a health insurance scheme, it is a social protection mechanism, said Ms. Kalowe. Ms. Kalowe also said that NIMA has over 400 accredited public, private, and faith-based healthcare providers across the country.
It was against this background that the government of the Republic of Zambia enacted National Insurance Act number 2, supported by SI 23, 2019, and through this act, NIMA was established. NIMA was therefore created to provide financial protection and ensure that citizens can access quality healthcare services without suffering financial harm. Ladies and gentlemen, since its inception, NIMA has continued to grow and evolve. What started as a policy vision has now become a national system, supporting millions of Zambians through over 400 healthcare providers, both public and private, faith-based healthcare providers.
In Africa news, next week is India-Africa Forum Summit has been cancelled due to the Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The fourth edition of the summit, which fosters diplomatic interactions between India and countries of the African continent, was set to be held in Delhi from 28 to 31st May after more than a decade. On Thursday, India and the African Union said in a joint statement that the summit was being postponed due to the emerging public health situation in the continent and that a new date would be announced later. The move comes days after the World Health Organization declared the latest Ebola outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. Coming up shortly, NATO chief welcomes U.S. sending 5,000 troops to Poland. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now the rest of the news. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will send an extra 5,000 troops to Poland a week after the Pentagon canceled a planned deployment of 4,000 troops to the country. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte welcomed the move ahead of a meeting of foreign ministers.